Through scripture, art, and lore, many of us are familiar with the term angel. An angel is generally a supernatural being found in various religions and mythologies. In Abrahamic religions, angels are often depicted as benevolent celestial beings who act as intermediaries between God or heaven and earth. The functions of angels include bringing messages to humans, protecting and guiding human beings, and carrying out God's tasks. The word angel comes from the Greek angelos, meaning messenger. The Torah uses Hebrew terms, malek, Elohim, messenger of God, malek, messenger of the Lord, bene, Elohim, sons of God, and hakodasim, the holy ones, to refer to beings traditionally interpreted as angels. Within Abrahamic religions, angels are often organized into hierarchies, recognizing that they are called by various names, although such rankings may vary between sects in each religion. The theological study of angels is known as angelology. How many knew that? Daniel is the first biblical figure to refer to individual angels by name, mentioning Gabriel, God's primary messenger, in Daniel 9:21, and Michael, the holy fighter, in Daniel 10:13. These angels are part of Daniel's apocalyptic visions and are in an important part of all apocalyptic literature. In Daniel 7, Daniel receives a dream vision from God. As Daniel watches, the Ancient of Days takes his seat on the throne of heaven and sits in judgment in the midst of the heavenly court. An angel, like a son of man, approaches the Ancient One in the clouds of heaven and is given everlasting kingship. Hear the word of the Lord found in Mark 16:1-8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early, on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be afraid. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised, and he is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And all that had been commanded them, they told briefly to those around Peter. Afterward, Jesus himself sent out through them from east to west the sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah! 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 Oh, it is so good to be here. God has raised his Son to life. What a marvelous day to be here. The victory has been won. God has raised his Son. And God has validated the ministry of Jesus and Jesus' victory. He has overcome all of the evil of this world. Yes. Lord, you have won. You have resisted all of Satan's tricks, all of Satan's temptations. Out there in the wilderness, when he took you and promised you great power, you resisted. Because you know that the true power comes from our Father and our Father's love. He even tried to get you to use power for your own advantage. Yet you refused to take the easy way out. No way of self-glorification. But rather, a day when you would be faithful to the Lord, your Father, your God. And so here I am, at an empty tomb. An empty tomb, signifying that you could not be lost. Even though Satan would not take no for an answer. After the transfiguration, he again attempted to have you avoid the cross. In Gethsemane, he made things so difficult as the cross loomed so heavily. Larger and larger, and Satan was there in the shadows whispering in your ear, give it up. You have the power of God. Take it back. He was trying to fill your life with dread so that you would forget the love of your Father and drive the Father's love out of your mind. But you always put trust in your Father. Again and again, you remembered your mission, Jesus. And all of heaven celebrates today because of it. You embraced the cross because you trusted the words of promise that you would be love to the people of God. What is it the psalmist wrote in Psalm 16? Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body is also secure because you have not given me up to Sheol, but rather you have not let the faithful one, your faithful one, see the pit. You show the path of life in your presence. There is the fullness of joy. In your right hand are the pleasures forevermore. Jesus, all of us angels, all of the heavenly host, all that are in this cosmos are celebrating your faithfulness. A faithfulness that you intended for Adam and Eve to dominate in this created order. But you have been the one that has been the one of faith, the one of faithfulness. Adam never was. And you have been one with the Father in your humanity, just as you've always been one with the Father in your divinity. You are the sinless one. You are the one in which all heaven and earth rejoice. You have overcome Satan and the power to seduce his people to sin is no longer a power that is unbreakable. How the world needs to be freed of sin, and you have made that possible. Our humanity has made a mess of this thing called creation. They have turned their back on God. But you are love, and you never turned your back on God. Where we care about ourselves, you care about us. You have not treated us with indifference, but rather with love. Where we have treated each other with contempt. We have sinned, and the wages of sin is death. But you, Lord, you sinned against no one. You have been the perfect offering of a Passover lamb. You have been the perfection that has blotted our sins out forever. You have been willing to take our place in death. By embracing the cross, you have truly been God's Lamb to the world. And the whole company of the heavens salute you. All day, the people will praise and thank you. For God has raised you to life just as He promised. Think that death is no longer powerful. Jesus, because of you, death does not have the last word. You are making everything new. A new beginning, a new creation. You are reclaiming this earth in your power. And your resurrection will not be like that of the daughter of Jairus, nor of Lazarus. For their resurrections, they will die again. But you are now alive forever. A new beginning for not only you, but your whole creation. You are the greatest miracle ever. You have won, Jesus. Overcome all of God's enemies. But right now, Jesus, your followers are still troubled. They're still confused about the events that have taken place. They worry. Your disciples are in hiding, in fear for their life. The women are now making plans to come and wash your body and put the ointments of eternity on them. They have yet to really discover the resurrection truth that you don't need embalming. You are the Messiah. The Mashiach, the great one of God, the anointed one, the victor. The centurion this day, although he said, surely this is the Son of God, might be having doubts. The doubts of any Roman who relies on his senses. But everything has happened according to your plan, God. Beloved John, who right now is in fear and trembling, will someday grasp the truth so powerfully that he will define the love of God as something that is so precious that it is only to be given to everyone in this world. And how about Simon of Cyrene? That unknown figure who was embarrassed and a little bit timid to carry your cross. Yet it changed his life. And now he sees salvation. And he sees the power of your life. And what about Peter? He's still in hiding, trembling in fear. But one day he will rise up and be the man you've called him to be, the rock. Because you have been his rock of faithfulness. He will be a man of faith. And how about the Marys? Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, who are right now streaming with tears over your loss. But their joy will be complete soon. Their joy, where they are crushed with grief, they will be filled with power. Today is a day of victory. Sin and death have no more. It is a joke on death. Life is possible for all of your creation. Hallelujah! 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 Uh-oh. Here come the women to anoint the body. Boy, are they in for a surprise.